Are you going to the meeting in May?
You should go. I'm going to go.
In Norway?
You think I'm going to go to that shit to hear some people? You're killing my pets. You need to stop because
it's
we
fun.
Love them.
It's podcast
time. You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles with Podcast. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Chilling like a villain.
Hell yeah. Well, I just came back from Georgia.
Nobody gave us a fuck.
Why not?
You didn't go herping. You didn't find a thing.
I did find a thing at Repticon.
Oh, yeah. Retics and berms.
Bro, that was like the coolest thing.
That's
like,
so hilarious.
I haven't
to
seen
me.
A berm in person in like, I mean, I live close to the Everglades, so at least like 3 days.
I'm kidding.
I saw one on my way to work today.
No, but it was definitely cool to see.
You have a bolt gun?
A what?
Oh, my God, no.
Fuck.
No.
they had a table just for the bolt gun.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it was cool to see anacondas. It was cool to see. I think that was the first time I saw an anaconda. Ever.
They're cool.
You don't go outside to a zoo or nothing?
I was like, he was like, you don't go outside. I'm like, where the fuck in Brazil? Yeah.
You know what I've never seen in person? I've never seen a scrub python in person. Never. Any of the genus. Never.
Yeah?
It's so sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're just talking about the anaconda. So I'm like,
nobody gave him off. Fuck.
It's so sad. I'm sad.
All right. So, yeah, on the fucking bolt gun topic, I guess we got to give our updated thoughts and opinions on this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. Our timing, we thought the timing was great. And it fucking wasn't, because the second that podcast went out,
you see,
everything came.
Pissed me off, because like, how you got the whole story and you're going to put out 25% and then 25% and then 25%. Like the way Donnie
does. No, 25%, 25, and then nothing else.
Yeah. And then like the way Donnie does it, it was like, all right, hold on, guys. Boom. Comes out with a whole bunch
body
of
body cam
shit.
Footage. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We can, now we have a story, but no, USARC said, here's 25% and
Holy
our
Thursday
side.
Massacre.
Yeah, like only our side of this story. Like, motherfucker.
But hey,
like,
they did their job and they did it well.
What?
Fear mongering.
Oh, you're an
for
idiot.
Sure. Put a lot of
you're
fear and dude, the entire
going.
Community.
That shit is look, boiling.
Every time FWC Research on Instagram posts anything, entire community is just like, bitching in the comments, like just saying everything.
Listen,
they don't even care. They're
listen,
like,
listen,
oh,
listen,
is this a boa?
Listen, I'll say it's gonna the fear mongering itself. There are some things that they could push for and still pull this off.
But what do you think of what they did, of what they're saying about this specific thing is fear mongering?
So when they started with the story with 25%, right? They started with a little piece of the story, because of course the rest of it, it's too mid. So I saw people, watch this. I saw people, I think I sent it on the chat. I saw people at first, 25% of the story goes out and everybody's going crazy because it's only one side of the story. They didn't say, yo, this is what happened. They didn't talk about the body cams or nothing.
To be honest, they didn't have much. They just had Chris' video.
Yeah, but
they
then you hold
Chris
on,
video.
Bro. Hold on and get your shit. But then,
then
Donnie puts out the other video and then I see people's stories just switch and they go, wait a minute. It's not exactly what we thought. Still fucked, but it's not exactly what we thought. I sent one of the stories of the girl.
Oh. Well.
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So, whenever
well, you guys were talking over each other, so chances are that didn't even come out.
Yeah, so, that comes out, right? That comes out, and then people are like, wait, what the fuck?
But he also didn't have information. So, I was kind of like, it's just her speculation. So
no,
like,
no, no,
okay,
no.
But
she
that
wasn't
makes
guessing.
Sense.
She wasn't guessing.
That kind of lines
what
up.
What she said on her story was, wait a fucking minute. The story isn't full. Then she watches the body cam, and she goes, wait a fucking minute. It's not exactly what they said it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad, but like, it's bad enough to put out. You could take that story and put out the bad
be
okay. But they made it like, yo, this was horrible. They showed up just to kill the snakes.
When
that is not exactly the fact.
Yeah.
That is not
but
exactly
I mean,
the fact.
They have
Coffee
some
has a lot of fault in this.
Yeah.
And they don't say that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, but there's some worth to some people being like, hey, look, a bunch of the animals that we like are being killed and nobody cares. You know, and it's like, yeah, like I said it on the last episode when we talked about this. They could never do that with dogs or cats and post it. Horses, never.
And post it,
never.
But it happens.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But the entire community would be insane. PETA would be insane. Everybody would lose their minds. Nobody cares about the retics and berms. And I think in that sense, USARC is like, yeah, look what happens. Nobody cares about us.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I'm like,
and
yeah, that's
like, bro, like in my mind, I'm like,
especially
yo.
With the mistake.
Yeah.
The
so
mistake in both.
That's not even... That's another thing. They push the mistake of the boa as something that is not.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now. But... That is the perfect thing to fucking pull.
Mm.
Like, that card is the card. The boa is the card they can win. Mm.
Okay.
Not the retics, not the pythons.
Yeah.
The boa is
but
the card that they can win.
This is the
win.
Thing. Okay. I think that we're shitting a little bit too much on coffee right now.
Every single side.
Okay, okay.
Like, I'm not even picking FWC. Like, what they did is fucked.
Yeah, because my thing is that, like, he did say in the body cam footage, mm-hmm. he was saying how he was like, yo, like, I have been trying to contact you guys about either moving certain things or any kind of issues that he was having with the timing mm-hmm. of the yep, stuff.
He did.
You know, and you guys were not complying with me. I was trying to talk with you. And, I mean, we know, I don't know about you, but Tino knows that trying to get information from FWC is a pain in the fucking ass.
Oh, they still haven't responded to my email.
I've called FWC, and I've gotten three different answers to my questions.
I will say this. If you have an officer, it's way easier
to
contact. Yeah. So, like, at my job, I can literally call whoever it is.
Well, he was saying in the video, like, I was talking to you, and you weren't getting it.
Well, no, he said you said you were going to get back to me, and you never did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but now he gets charged with some shit for having it for an extended period of time.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. The law says this is the amount of time you have.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter what the fuck happens.
Uh-huh.
Like, suspended license. Yo, I was literally on my way to like renew it. You're gonna get a ticket.
Yeah.
Because
the
law says this is the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you get close to the line, you are supposed to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah.
You have your officer. He didn't answer last time. Blow this motherfucker shit up.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get back to you. You get to him.
Yeah. Or there's a time if you didn't sell in time, you say free retick. Buy one, get one.
Get rid of that. That's
something that somebody in Georgia did tell me, and it's not my point of view, but to reiterate, somebody was just like, well, if he really wanted to get rid of the animal so he didn't get in any trouble, he could have just given them away or sold them.
Yeah, send them out
like
of state.
That.
He could have done that, but he didn't.
No.
And that was his choice.
Yeah.
So the python part, I feel bad for the animals that died. I don't feel bad for him at all. You had time to get rid of those animals. Those animals are high end. Somebody's
going to
want them.
That I was like, you know, had mentioned it, or if we're not going to say her name, whatever. She had said, like, he didn't want to take care of these animals anymore. And I'm like, that's an interesting point. He now has to keep 30 some odd large constrictors. And he went to the point where he's like, FWC, come, don't charge me. Come and euthanize them so I also don't have to take care of them anymore. And in my head, I'm like, kind of evidence why we shouldn't have large constrictors as pets, isn't it? If the breeders themselves don't want to keep these animals.
You don't think that because he was like, hey, you guys come and euthanize these animals, if that's the case, and then the FWC officers come way later, then they're like, well, we're charging you for all this
time. He could have grandfathered.
No, he got charged.
If he knew he was heading for the deadline, he could have been like, hey, I need a grandfather permit these animals.
Yeah, he got charged.
Because I'm not able to.
I think in the body cam, it says that they couldn't give him the grandfather.
Because he fucked up.
He could have probably still microchipped the animals, registered them.
When he was trying to contact them to get that information.
The officer said these were your options. Mm-hmm. You could have been grandfathered and you had to apply for that and get the enclosure.
But he didn't
want to
keep those animals.
And if you see Cam Cannon's video, which he does one, you can see how the enclosure of Cam Cannon. Like, this is the thing. Everybody's like, oh, they're here to kill your animals. What about everybody else's animals? Why is he the only one this happened to?
That dude, literally the last episode we were talking about, I was like, no FWC officer is going to go there to lose their job.
No,
they're there for
up.
A reason.
He fucked up. That deadline was there. That deadline.
If
your license is suspended from here to here, if you do something after that, you get caught. You're going to get charged.
I will say also with the charge, they did force him, quote, because he couldn't move them or euthanize them for 11 months, which is too long. That's too long.
I feel like he could have fought that.
He could have been like, hey, I'm keeping these animals this long. They're
either
costing me money.
Either that or be like, yo, y'all can take this shit. Yeah. I don't have enough money to pay for the food. He could have said something like that.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned through this is timing with how like quick we did it. Because I think Cannon's video has been like the best video that I've seen.
I want to forget Clint.
Oh, Clint is going to do a live stream about it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready. I want to see him.
When is he going to do that?
I just saw his, like, announcement
he puts it on his Instagram.
By the time this is out, it's probably out.
But the thing is, like, everybody's emotionally attached to the snakes, which I fucking get it. Yeah. But, like, and everybody's attacking FWC. I've seen people saying that they're going to defund. U.S. Sarge said on one of the videos, they were like, oh, you... FWC is not equipped for this. We should have like either an organization or something else. I'm like, what do you want? USDA?
Are you going
to
do it?
You want USDA?
This is the thing.
Because somebody has to. And going back to what we talked last time, they don't have to know the species. And in this case, they did not misidentify the snake. Everybody keeps saying they didn't.
I think, to be honest, that it was just they were doing one after the other after the other after
exactly.
the other. They didn't stop with each individual.
Nobody has to know. He told them. The fuck up wasn't they misidentified a snake. The fuck up is they fucking
they were in
did
the
not
moment.
Pay attention.
They were in the moment.
And then there's people saying like, oh, they're acting, but they wanted to kill it. Bro, nobody wants to do that.
That's insane.
That's a big fuck up. Huge. Obviously, whoever does that is fucked.
Yeah,
you know?
That guy either lost his job, suspension, something bad happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. Okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee. All right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today.
That's insane.
I think that an issue that's going around is that everybody is posting their emotional responses.
Instead of looking at everything.
When we get emotional and we're like blowing up, these arguments are lacking nuance.
Yep.
You know, and the reality is that these lawmakers don't give a fuck about our emotions. They don't give a shit about that.
Well,
you know,
the emotions are not what like run this shit.
But then that's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And then I had somebody tell me that it wasn't, you know, like, oh, everybody's attacking FWC, but it wasn't FWC that killed those animals. It was these officers.
Individuals?
Yeah, but I, you know, with my perspective on that, I'm like, well, that doesn't really make sense because it's like if those people had a little more training and knowledge and the patience that it took to do that procedure very, you know, precisely. As a matter of fact, I think they ended up like training one guy on the spot to do, you know, the euthanizing.
Gun.
You know, that maybe they
would have been better.
Maybe
if they
would have
like,
made
hey,
different
coffee.
Choices.
Because you're being charged or whatever, you have to take pictures of all these animals and submit it to us. Then when they go to euthanize the animals, they're like, all right, this is the one. This is the one.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that if they were better equipped, they could have probably made different decisions. Something that I did notice, something that they posted today was somebody posted on like a Facebook group all these like officers like personal like numbers.
Yes, I tagged you guys in it.
Yeah.
I tagged you guys.
I feel like that's a little far. I mean, let like nature take.
I mean, that guy's promoting harassment.
Yeah,
the guy who posted that is promoting harassment. Yeah. Granted, that's like
go ahead.
That's public
thing,
information. You can do what you want.
Yeah,
but that he's promoting harassment.
And then
it's gonna backfire. All this is gonna backfire.
I think
the only thing that they can pull is the boa.
Well, this is the thing, but now what I'm noticing is that some people, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to come and defend FWC or
no,
or
they're,
go
they
against,
fucked up.
Yeah,
they
fucked up.
Yeah, or go against any of like US ARC or any of these keepers. But it's just like now, then people are starting to attack like, oh, FWC had this. File, dude.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, timestamp that because we can't say that word on this the platforms. Mm-hmm. We could say PDA file. PDF.
No.
PDF file.
PDF.
You can say PDF file.
Okay. Don't say file. Don't say it sounds too close.
Something PDF. Some guy came out that he was a PDF document and he worked for FWC and everybody's like, look, it's FWC. And I'm like, okay, that's like low-hanging fruit.
Because they can do the same thing back, bro. There's those people in the reptile community. There's murderers in the reptile community.
Okay.
There's creeps. There's scumbags. Like all types. Drug dealers.
Think,
there's everything.
I just think that it's low-hanging fruit and it's like fuel for what's about to come in May.
Guys, all white people don't look the same, okay?
You're an idiot.
They don't even look similar.
But I think it's all of it is like people are trying to some people, I'm not trying to generalize too much, are trying to really grasp at these straws because of the legislation stuff, the meetings that are coming in May, that it's, you know, very important. So I feel like there's a lot of attention on this specifically.
Yeah, and USARC wants a whole bunch of people to show up, but then if you start, like, if you show up and it's like, you guys support, like, PDF people, you know, like that's not true.
Look,
so then you're
what,
there talking shit.
That's
for no reason.
The USARC is an organization that needs support. They need people to
be
on their
they're
side.
Milking
and this was
they're,
just an example
bro,
for them to be
like
yes,
bro,
you
listen,
need
listen,
to trust
USARC
us.
Was falling off because they had nothing else.
Yeah, but
and finally they got the last straw, and guess what they do? Yo, support us and support over there, and then coffee over here. $250,000 GoFundMe.
But wait.
They did a good job. I sent you guys the GoFundMe. Did you guys read the description?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Emotional damage.
That there, man, that there explained the situation a lot to me. That was like, I understand what happened.
Can you
get
it,
a lot.
Can you
it's
it?
Too much.
Don't
read the whole
thing.
Just
like paraphrase.
That shit is like five paragraphs.
So this is my thing, though. It's like, I mean, USARC has this thing to talk about right now. How else do you expect an organization doing what they're what they do? Like, how else do you expect them to react?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, we're congratulating them for the reaction.
Okay.
Like, that's what they needed.
Yeah.
Now people are taking it too far, including them, because they're just trying to grab onto whatever string. They killed retakes. technically, legally. They use a bolt gun in their pets. That's how people kill, like, a whole bunch of other animals. Like, okay. They're just trying to... Like, the retics were killed like this. That's inhumane. Technically, yeah. But how do you kill rats?
Yeah, so... You know, it's the, like... The actual... So you're saying is that the actual argument is that... The bulk of it is like, okay, this is processed. But it's specifically the boa.
The boa that can win.
Yeah.
The boa that can win because it's not illegal. They destroyed a legal... thing that man owned.
Yeah.
That is a case and a half.
Dude, I think it's
within itself.
I think it's insane how big this is getting where they fucking talking about it on the news.
Yeah.
Fucking they spoke about it on Joe Rogan, which I thought was fucking crazy. I was like, yo.
He don't give a fuck, though.
I know those people.
He don't give a fuck, though.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit. Well, he gave a shit where he was like, I don't want to watch it, but he doesn't give a shit about snakes.
Yeah, he's like, who the fuck keeps those things, much. Exactly. But yeah, no, they play the cards right now. What happens after is just going to be interesting because they're going to try and bring FDC down, quote unquote. Good fucking luck. Like, the way they're going about it is trying to take it that you're not going to be able to. This is going to blow over. And once it blows over, guess
who's... Is that an argument that people are actually trying?
Yes.
It's like...
Yes.
To take out FWC? I don't think...
Bro, Facebook?
I haven't, like...
A whole bunch of people going defund FWC and all this bullshit. They're not equipped for this. Somebody else should. And somebody else is USDA. But what I saw one of the videos on USARC, they didn't say who they wanted to come up. They said FWC wasn't it. Like, they're overreaching, whatever.
And
somebody has to run it because of the bullshit that these people the community do.
I strongly think that if there's going to be a sector in government that's going to be watching over this industry, this community, that there needs to be an organization like specifically in charge of these kinds of things. And because I get where you're coming from, because you say it, FWC is for the conservation, it's for the wildlife or whatever. It's like, okay, but why do you task them with doing shit that clearly they don't have a grasp on?
Yeah, but we also, especially Florida, overlap the two.
What do you mean?
Invasive species.
Okay, but then...
Who's going to defend
that?
But then
you could have a some kind of subsection in FWC that specifically handles these kinds of things, specifically in the pet trade, but it's still broad FWC. But when you have an officer that maybe just came off of like spending the day on a boat watching over fishermen go in and then be like, okay, now I need to check this random guy's reptile community.
But that's
like,
literally what they facility. Do all around, dude. That's literally what they do with mammals and other shit.
But I get what you're saying, but that doesn't
who's
mean...
Paying for, plus, who's paying for that? Conservation money goes into that.
Us, dog. We're paying with our tax dollars.
So instead of conservation, focus more
on... No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that...
Because it's the same officers. They use the same officers for
but
both.
But that's the point that I'm trying to make, Chuck. I'm saying that there should be other people... There should be a subsection in FWC...
That means more money.
Yeah.
Separated to that corner, taken away from conservation. I'm not for that. I'm not for that. It would.
Well,
it would have to.
When you say it would like, have to. Yeah. Well,
I'm not for that. Fuck that.
I would be fine with that because we pay them yearly... money. We all, everybody in the community for our class, our permits and stuff like that. Maybe that should be the funding for that.
Is it that much?
How many? We don't have the data to say.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. You know, but like, that's another thing. Like,
just,
is it enough?
Just me. Let's say it's $50 a year. I mean, it's not a lot of money. But,
it's not.
But let's say we made it a little bit more expensive. $100 a year. Whatever. I fucking have a business. You know, I could spend $100 a year for my fucking permit, right? And then how you got your class 3 permit? Yeah, so that's me, you want to get yours,
Actually, FWC, you have to email me about my Class 3 permit.
Okay. Well, we all have our fucking permits, and this is the point that... It's $200 in Georgia, you know, and...
Yeah, but it depends where the money, like... It there's way more but than just making this. Like,
I think,
it's just,
no, nah. But what I'm saying is that we are giving money to this organization for our permits. So maybe that money gets allocated for a subsection in the broader company.
That money's supposed to go to conservation, not that though.
Okay, but
so you're this is
no, I get what you're saying.
This is the thing with that.
Now
with
I'm taking
that,
money away from conservation.
Yeah. With that view, that's what USARC says. Oh, conservation's this, conservation that's my fucking ass, bro. I feel like these are the two organizations. You have FWC.
Did you find
it? So, like...
Yeah, send it to
me. Okay. FWC are developers
that's
and shit.
Hilarious.
You fucking idiot. FWC,
I
ran
sent
by
it to
developers
the that's recording
shit,
this.
Right? Ran by developers. They're the ones running shit, blah, blah, blah. USARC says, hey, they're developers, they're fucking biased, whatever, whatever. U.S. Ark. What is U.S. Ark? A whole bunch of pet keepers that all they give a fuck is about animals in captivity.
To be honest, FWC isn't about conservation. They're a bunch of cops. There are other organizations
that
actually through, do the conservation
that run
work.
Through, but they have to run through FWC.
Because they're the cops.
They don't have to. Like, FWC directly. FWC doesn't directly work with the conservation. They work with the people that do conservation. Uh-huh. So the organizations go through them. That's what FWC. FWC is like a middleman to both groups. Let's say conservation and pet keeping, whatever. So two organizations that are biased because they're ran by the people that want to do their own thing. So to me, they're the exact same thing. They're like politics. Mm-hmm. Two different sides of the same exact bullshit.
Yeah.
And the truth is usually in the middle. That's how I see it. Mm. Both are fucking bullshit.
Gotcha.
Or just limited.
What do you mean?
The truth isn't revealed. We just don't know it yet.
Yeah, it's usually in the middle.
But man, I will say USARC did... Their goal was to garner more like attention towards them.
Yes.
And they did it.
They did it for sure. Yo, props on that.
They did it.
Props on
so
that.
So many people.
Props on
so
that.
So many
is,
people.
Yeah. But this is what happens. This is what happens. Everybody's on it because it's the talk of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting money right now.
Yeah.
That's going to fall.
Also, hopefully this changes how these animals are euthanized, because obviously these animals were still alive when the Bolton was administered.
You got to change the way we kill rats. You got to change the motherfuckers that freeze reptiles and put them in freezers, because that's a fucking thing.
No, but this is different because I'm paying tax dollars for them to do that.
Yeah. It's still,
for them to euthanize animals inhumanely.
My other problem with that whole argument is y'all motherfuckers just, oh, it's a pet. It's different. That's a feeder. To somebody that's
a
pet.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I pay FWC. Mm-hmm. I paid that guy's wages to kill those animals. You know, he might as well do it right. I don't pay anybody else's wages to go ahead and kill animals for me.
Technically, they do that with a lot of animals.
I think in Kenan's
video... But I'm saying this is evidence to say, hey, this needs to change because that clearly didn't kill those animals.
Probably, but it's always going to be fucked.
I think in Kenan's video, he had mentioned that how strong reptiles are and how... the word's not coming to me, but he was resilient, mm-hmm. You know, that probably a bolt to the head is not going to kill that animal instantly.
No.
You know, especially if you get it wrong. So like you're mm-hmm. doing that and there's a high probability that that animal is just suffering.
Yep.
You know, and like that doesn't seem mm-hmm. the most quote unquote humane way to do the thing.
Another reason people like to argue that people just don't care. They don't care that retics and berms and bows are dying because they don't care.
No, it's a, that's
only
the
reptile people care.
No, but they do that with tons of different animals, the way they do pigs
but
and they do all their things.
But people would be in uproar about that if it was posted.
Bro, people do it all the fucking time.
If it was public.
Yeah, and people post it. It's just nobody pointing it out is what it is. But people post it all the time. I know a guy right now that I know very well. He raises pigs and he fucking posts when he fucking stabs them.
That's
and
crazy.
It's not nice.
No, yeah.
That's the way, and it's illegal.
Well, because people eat pigs. People are
okay
with them
but
dying.
That next to a reptile, that shit feels way more. It's aware of way
it
more
should,
alive.
But I don't think it does.
What do you mean?
I don't think people care.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think people will
that's
see a
I'm
pig,
saying.
Cow, or
saying.
Chicken die and be like, yum.
Yeah, but this is the thing. People in their heads say, oh, but this is a pet. Like, that changes the animal's experience.
No,
it doesn't.
No, of course it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Of course it doesn't.
It fucking doesn't. No. Like, whenever these fucking reptile stores grab a rat by the tail and bah, smash it against the ground, you're breaking the back. You're not killing it.
No, yeah.
You fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. But they don't care because why? Because it's a feeder. It's in your head.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, y'all motherfuckers.
The same thing with pigs, cows, and chickens. They're like, that's just a feed. That's something I eat. It has to die.
Exactly. In the form of death, nobody gives a fuck about. So now you're saying, oh, it's a pet. It has to be different. Mind you, somebody comes to my house with that bullshit. You ain't killing shit.
Trigger warning.
All of that trigger warning.
Yeah, it's like somebody's
There's
coming
somebody
to my house.
Somebody listening to this right now, like, oh fuck.
Somebody's coming to my house. Like, you gonna get charges? I'm gonna get some charges. But
I did
you get
have,
the fuck out of my house.
I did have one. So there was a parent with his daughter. He came in, and this girl's probably they came in and they were saying like, oh, what are the rats for? I'm like, oh, that's to feed the snakes. And like, oh, I could never have a snake. They eat meat. And then I'm like, you know, that's all.
Did you just fucking roast these fucking people?
Okay, look,
Tino.
Look, because I'm like. I said, oh my gosh. I was like, oh, then you must be vegetarian because, you know, you eat meat all the time. There's nothing to say that there's no difference.
My God.
You know, it's like they need to eat meat. You eat meat. You know, it's like, oh, it's not really that horrible an idea, you know.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't eat meat. And then the parent goes, you eat hamburgers. And she's like, that's not meat. And then I was like, this is no longer my conversation. I need to remove myself.
That was a very awkward car ride home.
Right.
All right, I'm going to read a couple
and
comments.
Then she starts crying.
if you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description.
Bro, what the fuck?
I'm going to read a couple comments from the last podcast that we did. And obviously, if you want to chime in and stuff like that, this is something that we've done a couple times now. Read some of these comments, so comment below.
Absolutely.
Like, follow, subscribe, and share with your reptile-loving friends. All right. If they're going to kill pets, they need to be able to identify them, period. That's 100% part of the job. It's absurd to say that's not.
It ain't.
Yeah, I think if you are there to kill an animal, you didn't know what that animal is.
But no. They're mistaken wasn't the species. What they did was not listen to this motherfucker. Yeah. Like, the expert was in there. The owner. The owner said, yo, that motherfucker right there is a boa. It says it. Boa.
Yeah.
The problem was
they were in the moment.
Yeah, they were in the moment. And another thing I will say, a lot of people oversee this shit, but in the video and the conversation is, goddamn, this sucks. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about that shit when they're like, goddamn, this fucking sucks.
This
hurts.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks. They're so beautiful. This fucking sucks.
I'm not gonna lie to you, every time I see the guy's face, I kinda chuckle because he's just like
Yeah, the reaction is like they know. Yeah. They knew they fucked up, but nobody talks about, like, they didn't want to.
I mean, I know people that this video was sent to that don't keep reptiles themselves, like family members and stuff. And, dude, it was hard for them to walk. Like, I can't walk.
My dad sent it to me. He was like, yo, I just saw shit on the news. Dude, it's crazy.
For sure.
I wonder, another comment here, I wonder if there wasn't a personal beef with the FWC officer and the python owner.
I thought that at first. But no, that motherfucker did not follow through. That's what it is. Like, the law ended that day. They're not, like, they think they should have given him more time. That's not how law works. The law passes and that's law. You know what I mean? Like, the law, like, the president's not gonna go like, oh, yo, Pepe over there is not ready for the law. He's not ready. Like, we need 3 more murders. Like, what the fuck, dude? You know what I mean? Like, there's a deadline. That deadline is it.
I'll say too, a lot of people were saying about the guy in the gray shirt, I don't know who he is. He's like posing with the snakes. And he's like, he's not posing for a picture. He has to show that they're dead.
Yeah.
He has to be like, look.
That's evidence.
The animal's dead.
All that photos go to the public.
Yeah.
Recognized boa or not, the other snakes could have been moved out of state. Mm-hmm. Who cares about a timeline? Truth is, there were of no harm, locked in, nice enclosures and nice facility. No excuses.
Nice enclosures.
Should have granted him more time. If they had a beef with him, now they got a beef with the entire animal community.
No, that's the thing. Like, the enclosures, mind you, garbage.
Garbage.
Just garbage. That's a large-ass snake. Let's
Most
start with
people
enclosures.
Should not keep large constructors.
That's just garbage. But you cannot extend the time frame. It is law.
I think it is possible for them to have done so. If he's constantly contacting them and he actually got them and be like, hey, I need some more time, then they could have been like, you know what? Sure.
Bro, law doesn't give a fuck. That's everybody's fault. He should have, bro.
But he should have gone to his officer
and be like, yo, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I need this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the law does not bend for nobody, bro. Yeah. You can't just murder somebody and say, like, whoopsie. No, like, you can't just go, again, like, driving without a driving license and go, like, yo, I need 1 more week. They're not going to do that. That's not how law works. Once law passes, the end.
Yeah.
You cannot bend it. Mm. That's just how it works. These
The law bends. The law bends. Look, because you get pulled over. They're like, I'm on my way to get my license. But the officer can say, all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, go. They can say, bro, I'll follow you.
Go ahead.
So you could go and do it.
Go ahead after everything is already on paper and
but
put up there.
Possible.
That's the officer
it's
himself.
Possible.
No, but
it can happen.
Listen, the officer himself can't do that.
No, the officer
can't do that.
The corporation
itself, they cannot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They can't. The corp can do
that. No, they cannot.
Yeah, why not?
If they know the officer is going there for something, Tino, they already know. Everybody back upstairs knows. It's not like the officer just showed up there and nobody knows he's there.
Right.
You just, that's the stupidest thing.
All right, best comment on this. Oops.
Jeez. Yeah.
But yeah, that like, law so doesn't bend. I'm sorry, but law doesn't bend. I'm not saying that they're right. I'm saying, like, this motherfucker fucked up and wanted the law to bend for him. I'm sorry, bud, but if it has to bend for you, it has to bend for everybody
else. I don't think he wanted the law to bend for him. I think that he tried to reach out to resolve some of those things. Yes, I do think maybe he could have figured out a way to move some of the animals a little faster, but he tried to be in contact with them.
Bro,
and then
last thing he said is like, yo, you said you were going to get back to me, and you never did. Motherfucker, blow this motherfucker's phone up.
But we
you
don't know.
You know the outcome.
We don't know if he didn't do that.
We don't know. Allegedly.
Come on, dude.
Allegedly.
Come on, dude.
The next comment was from a guy whose name is Leper Messia. Leper. His first name is Leper. And he's from Norway. And he's like, the rest of the world can also US.
You're fucking roasting this guy that's leaving a comment on our fucking video.
You're a great dude, guy.
And he thought it was funny.
From fucking Norway.
He's from Norway. He's trying to do US arc in Norway.
He says that he can.
Norway arc.
Norark.
No arc.
Narc.
No arc. No way arc.
No way.
You guys are so lame right now, dude.
Are you going to the meeting in May?
You should go. I'm going to go. In Norway?
You think I'm going to go to that shit to hear some people? You're killing my pets. You need to stop because
it's
we
fun.
Love them.
I'm good, bro.
I definitely...
It's a waste of time.
I definitely got a comment at the Atlanta show that was like, you have to go. You have to take the podcast.
But think about it. If like, let's say
where are you going to put it? Like, if you got an Airbnb or something.
Somebody said, they were like, oh, just set, was it you? They're like, oh, just set it up in the back. And I'm just like calling it play by play. Oh, shit, Ronnie Barreto just said this shit.
It's already recorded. It's already public. We just go up to the commissioners and be like, oh, scoot over. This is my seat. I'm supposed to say
we're up top next to Ronnie. Ronnie, your comments. Ronnie, it's like a UFC post fucking press conference.
No, we go with our chairs. We pull up another chair. Oh, Ronnie, this is yours.
As they're about to start the meeting, I'm like, hold up. Welcome back to the Red Table Podcast.
We're here live.
Testing, 1, 2.
Oh, that'd be great, dude.
Oh, fuck.
That's great. Yeah, I'm going to go. Look, think about it. Let's say it ends right there. The Rep Talk community, done. I mean, they're not going to end it. They're going to have
Jesus
some time.
Christ.
But let's say a white list.
Some time.
Let's say a white. Rodney's going to be on the thing. Hey, guys, the Rep Talk community is over. It was nice seeing you guys here. Today was your last day. We have coffee in the back.
We have a bunch of officers ready to go to your houses.
We got the reptiles with coffee in the back.
Oh, my God.
Yoshi's back there signing your coffee bags.
No, but like let's say a white list comes out. They're like, hey, it's a white list. Wouldn't you want to be there for that moment?
No.
To see it all burn down? You would not? I would. I'd be like, damn, it's happening. I'm a part of it.
Somebody, I forgot where it was, a Facebook group. It's always a Facebook group, right? They were like, oh, it would cost for them to run like the assessment of like species for a white list. It would be like $10,000 per species.
What do you mean?
Like somebody was saying that like that's how like for them to allocate the funds to be able to do that kind of research to see if it would have each species would have an environmental like effect.
Oh,
in Florida.
I mean
that's like a specific ass number, dude.
That is very specific.
How do you determine an animal won't have an impact in a certain state?
You have to find out how they live and what they
I'll tell you how right now. Look. You put it in the Everglades, Tino.
Literally. You know what? You're right. You do actual experiments and you put them outside. No.
And you watch it.
Like
you put
with
a tag
tegus.
On it.
A lot of people didn't think tegus could go up
because
or green iguanas that could get further up.
Because people are fucking stupid. That's like pet keepers.
But that's not how
that.
They live.
Pet keepers stop.
Green iguanas.
That's
not how green iguanas live.
Yo, if you have a pet, Chuck is roasting you right now.
Pet keepers thought that they did not know about the animals themselves. Hmm. Tegus,
you're a pet keeper.
Tegus can take the cold everywhere. They're in Argentina for the fuck of shit. Argentina. Yeah. What do you know about Argentina? Most people don't know shit. It's
amazing
cold.
Amazing steak.
It's cold as fuck. He was there for sure.
They have reverse holidays.
It gets cold as fuck where the Tegus are.
They have Christmas.
So why would they not survive here? You fucking idiots.
Because there's not enough mountains. I figured it out.
Florida doesn't have mountains. They can't live here.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly. They are the peak of the mountain. Everything.
Where are they going to dig? Into the water underground? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah, there's no way.
Sinkholes here and swamps.
They can't live near Crutchfield all around his house.
If the Tegu went in the water, it would be legally a caiman lizard.
Oh, my God.
Is that not how it works?
Caiman lizards are water tegus. That's
is that not how
it
works?
That's the definition.
That's how you can find both.
Jeez. But okay, so, give me an example of an animal that could not possibly live in Florida, where you're like, absolutely not, no way.
I can't think of
almost any invertebrate probably can.
You know, I'll tell you right now.
Terrestrial invertebrate.
And also,
you gotta compare north.
I can
to
list
south
five
Florida.
Five animals right now that can't live in
here
Florida.
Here we go with this bullshit.
Let's go with this.
Yoshi's ball pythons, Yoshi's blue tongue skinks, Yoshi's all turtles, Yoshi's gargoyle geckos, and Yoshi's rhino iguana.
Most of.
All of those cannot live in Florida.
Dude, I found your rhino going outside.
Shut up. Yoshi's. It was only mine.
Trust
me, FWC, we got this.
I found.
You're not the only one that has found a rhino outside.
No. That's fine, but Yoshi's cannot live there.
That's right.
Because there's not enough cuddles. There's not enough pets. there's not enough hand feeding videos.
Yeah, he does that through the racks of everything, including the iguana. Is that a rack?
Yeah. Well, that's why they can't survive, because they only know the rack, which is why I'm saying racks are good in because then the animals don't get trained to be outside. I figured out invasive issues.
Keep everything in racks.
Well, what do you think, like, Burmese lived in, like, mansions?
Racks.
And now where they are, Everglades.
They figured it out, guys. I was wrong. If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover, all right? And what do we all need? We need supplies. So we got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH.
See, the only way to know is you throw them out there. That's how you figure it out. Will you live out there? All right, we'll check in a couple years.
Just compare what they like, where they live and what they eat.
But you can't even think of anything. There's nothing
that cannot.
Dude, like, there's thousands of species.
Like species that live like in colder temperatures, they cannot go templates. South. Like, whatever, temperate.
It's a template.
Our studio is falling apart.
Yo, my brain is Havana right now. God damn, dude. Like, colder temperatures cannot survive in South Florida, but in North Florida, it's pretty cold, so they can probably survive there.
No, right.
It depends what habitat.
Of course, but do you think Florida is so diverse that anything could live here? Here, we have
most things.
We'll throw to the audience. Do you guys think is...
Wait. Talking to the mic. If you're going to answer, talking to the mic.
Well, like, geckos. dry... What do you call it? Like
Euromastix?
Arid.
We have tortoises, bitch.
We have Euromastix.
We have tortoises.
We have Euromastix. No, we do, but like that's not. Right,
they're
gonna
give us. They're gonna
crested geckos.
Crested geckos.
Why not?
Because they just need to be in a forested area.
I don't know. Yeah, that's it. The sun doesn't hit in the forest, then they're cool enough.
What about other geckos? House geckos, Tokay geckos. They're here. It'll
depends
get too
where.
Cold.
Depends where. Like, if you're talking south, I feel like they probably survive depending on where. Like, day geckos have. Yeah. But day geckos can't survive up here. It's too different. Like, it's just because it's one state doesn't mean the whole
no,
state
right,
is
right,
the
right.
Habitat.
We would
Florida.
We would sustain.
It's too cold.
If you okay. obviously don't.
It's too cold in Florida.
But if you got a bunch of breeding pairs, release them in a specifically designated area, we probably could have a breeding population of crested geckos or Rhacdactylus geckos in Florida.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we're like out here trying to be like, FWC, don't take out our animals.
FWC,
but...
listen, there is no whitelist. There's no animals that cannot survive in Florida. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, so banning everything.
Basically.
Yo, timestamp, all of that? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Because, like, I'm trying to think. Maybe collapse?
No, bro.
A Galapagos tortoise? You think they could survive?
Bro.
Where are they going to live?
Hold up. Florida had the largest fucking species of tortoise
people.
In the world.
It was 4 inches. Yes. That's large, right?
Yo, forget people. The habitat. They lived in the habitat is what I'm trying to say. They can survive.
No, but people would find them. People would find the Galapagos.
Yes, but they can
people
survive.
People are like, oh, look,
what
move
we're talking
that away.
About, what we're talking about is they can survive.
Okay.
We're not talking about people affected. They can survive.
Year-round.
Huh?
Year-round,
yes.
Every
yes, a lot of things. Not everything, but most things. Yeah, bro, Florida, bro, South Florida. Come on, bro. I leave a lot of my animals outside at 55 degrees, and they can make it. South Florida does not get cold for that long.
Put your red-eyed crocs can't go outside.
Whole different animal. I didn't say everything.
You know what? That might be one.
Maybe, ooh, maybe not.
That might be one that can't.
Maybe not.
It gets something, too hot. It gets too hot
it's
here.
The cold,
bro. If it's these
that can't live outside, man.
Blood pythons, like then. You don't maybe not a blood python.
I think blood pythons could.
Yeah, but there's a bro. If you go outside and you go to a forested area, you
look,
don't feel it.
You can't survive that long outside in Florida. We can't. It's too fucking hot out here.
I can't.
We would die. So like these animals know how to get away from the heat.
Yeah. Like tortoises. You know what tortoises do? They dig a burrow. Huh?
No, tortoises like it hot. Tortoises
like they it dig hot. A burrow. No, literally. Yeah, go for tortoises, build a burrow, boom, it's cool down there. That's why you can't see mostly snakes, because all the snakes go in the burrows with them. They're like, fuck this heat.
They're cohabbing.
Mm-hmm. Literally, they are.
I'm trying really hard.
For
to find a species that can't
that
live
would not
Florida.
Survive.
That could not survive.
Florida is so diverse.
Marine iguanas.
It's because...
What are you talking about? The Keys is perfect, dude. It'd be a party out there.
Yeah, it's just it's hard because Florida's so big.
And so diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Flowers, rat snake.
There are no caves.
Yeah, they are.
But underground.
Devil's
Den.
Yeah,
they are.
The caves are underground.
No, there's actual caves.
They're above ground caves?
Yes, North Florida.
I don't know that these exist.
Hmm. North Florida. And we're talking about the whole state. That's the thing.
Look, rat snakes are just going to survive everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just sorry everywhere.
So, are we trying to keep our animals or fuck it not?
You want a tortoises? Egyptians.
Why wouldn't Egyptians live here?
Bro, the humidity will kill them like that.
Oh, the Greeks then too.
No.
Greek tortoises.
It depends on what locality.
Maybe. Year roundness.
Chuck showing us caves in Florida.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
Bats live in there. Yeah.
Of course, so, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Florida has almost everything but mountains.
So no tegus.
That is different. Tegus are throughout the whole. They're not. They don't only live in mountains.
No, tegus live in all of Argentina's mountains.
No, it's not.
Argentina's, you can ask this guy. He was there.
Yo, did you see a mountain in Argentina?
He walked the whole thing. He walked from north to south. This motherfucker walked from north to south.
It was just like this the whole time. Up and down.
And every time he went up, shit, tegus. He went down, no tegus. Went up, tegus. Right down, no tegus.
That's how it works, man.
Damn, he didn't even get to see a single fucking tegu out there.
No, it's not nothing.
That's whack.
You're whack, dude.
So how are we feeling then? Are we feeling like this thing's gonna be any like?
They can win the boa case.
I think it's just gonna die down.
It will die down. They can win the boa case.
Like if USARC thought this was gonna be the smoking gun to like defunding FWC or like
it's not doing anything.
Do you think that this situation helps what's gonna happen here in May with the legislation?
No, quite the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'll be worse.
Really?
Quite the opposite. Yeah.
Because. Why? So I think I don't know who was. I think Tyler was telling me there was a FWC did like a post, a story, something saying that they were gonna resort back to their old policies about comments. And it's like, all right, we're gonna start censoring the comments because, like I said, there's too many people just being like, dude, what about the boa on their turtle posts?
Did you see what Ron posted?
No.
Ron was like, oh, look at this fucking government agency that's taking off these comments when we're supposed to have free speech.
It is a thing, though.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Instagram doesn't have free speech. But, yeah, like, that's so crazy. Because of this, FWC would be like, yeah, these people are psychotic. These people are nuts.
I don't think FWC should be able to delete the comments, honestly. But
I don't think they should either.
Yeah, that's the right. You can delete your comments.
No, they can't.
They're a government organization.
Yeah, they can't.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, politicians can't.
Really? They can't delete comments on their posts?
Yeah, politicians can't.
Huh.
They have to stay there. But, like, with the
way I see the problem. But I'm a private user of Instagram.
This is where I see the problem.
FWC is not private.
This is where I see the problem. Hmm. What USARC is doing right now is, hey,
a good job.
Well, in the aspect of solving this problem, kind of, it's like, okay, let's go after FWC because they're coming after us.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's say FWC just fixes the problem, right? Let's say they fire those officers.
Yeah.
And they get what they wanted. Let's say they stop the bolt guns, right? Let's say they do that. Okay. USARC has not addressed the way that they would stop the invasive species, and that's been the problem from the beginning, right? Yeah. So that's not the problem. That's not the talk anymore.
No.
They don't want to hear that. USARC, Daniel literally said, I don't want to hear that stuff anymore on one of their lives. And I literally left.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want to hear that stuff anymore. I'm like, okay, avoid the problem that was from there from the beginning. Solve this one. Guess what happens? You missed out on that one.
Well, I kind of disagree a little bit. USARC, it started because of the invasive problem. The invasive problem means that
USARC
keepers
FL. Aren't... FL.
Yeah. USARC started FL. Because these people were like, hey, there's a lot of invasives. It's because of the pet keepers. We're going to do legislation to take the pets away. USARC was like, hey, that's government outreach. You can or government overreach. You cannot take away the pets, whatever, this and the other. So this is like an instance where the government is taking the pets away, quote, and so that's really what USARC's beef is about, is
but
like preventing government overreach.
Because then part of the argument on one of the videos, if you watch, is it's not a live, it's an actual video. He's like, yeah, because they found a retic in the wild and it had no chip, so that might as well be a wild retic. I'm like, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Yes, they found a fucking retic outside. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't coffees, no. But they found a retic outside. Where did it come from?
It's native.
Bromeliad.
There you go.
It's native.
Got it. Nah. Something that somebody did say is that a lot of like these organizations were being like, oh, like they're promoting, 30 invasive species killed, you know, when it wasn't that. Like, burns are the invasive ones, but retics aren't invasive. And then obviously...
Retics were here for a little bit, but no, no populations like that. Yeah. But, like, they are not from here either. They're not native. They're just somebody's fucking pets. Mm. And they can be invasive. If done, yeah. You know.
If like, done correctly, you were going to say... you were going to say that, dude!
Yeah. If done correctly, if you're evil enough and you want to do it, you can pull it off. Yeah.
That's ecological terrorism.
Yep.
Really?
Not really.
Oh, the fuck?
Yeah, he ecological terrorism means something else. But yeah. To me, that is...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you poison a water supply...
It sounds pretty legit.
Yeah.
You know what,
yeah.
You know what Tino said the other day? What? Tino was having an argument with God knows who, because Tino argues with everybody.
Yeah.
And somebody said, like, a word, and Tino's like, no, that's made up. And I was like, Tino, all words are made up.
Okay, but some words mean things.
But they're
most
all made up.
Most words don't mean anything.
What?
Yeah, like... What does that mean?
That's not a word.
Yes, it is. It's a bunch of letters put together, okay, and I just made it up. What's the difference between that and any words you're
okay,
using?
Okay, so now use it every day.
I can't. No, no. Context. See, some words have meaning. Some don't.
But the word that the person... Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Yeah. I think it's going to go left.
Yeah,
again.
I think that this update was super necessary because with how soon we recorded the last one... Like,
and everybody's
so
watching
much
us, too. So, like, they need to know the information.
Everybody is watching us. It's crazy. But, I mean... Do you think anything new is going to come out? Are we going to have to give a fucking part three to this shit?
Probably the part three once after that meeting and all that shit. Watch.
Yeah. Maybe when the lawsuit ends, you know, because the lawsuit's
that
coming.
Shit takes, that shit takes
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It takes years sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
In the process of that, bro.
Also.
You're suing a government agency. That's hard.
Also, USARC, FL, come on the podcast. FWC, come on the podcast.
That'd be fire.
I want to see if USARC is going to support coffee.
No.
What do you mean support them?
Like,
bro,
supplying with lawyers.
No, USARC right FL. No, we have to clarify that.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Why? Because it's
two different
organizations.
Oh, really?
Just share a name, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This is one thing that like just threw me off about it, too.
What?
Coffee, $250,000 is what he's asking on a GoFundMe.
Coffee, the reptiles with coffee.
Nah, dude. You know what I mean, bro? Like,
I mean,
yeah. 250.
Lawyers expensive.
250, yeah.
Especially for suing a government.
250 million?
Thousand.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, goddamn, bitch.
Nah, listen. Yeah, lawyers and shit. And then USARC Florida, what are they saying?
They reckon like 4 million every reptile show.
No, but they're like, yo, you need to support us too because lawyers, and we have the best lawyers in the state. And
yeah, but...
Wait a fucking
minute. Remember that... That organization protects the broader reptile community, not individuals.
They're talking like they're pushing for this.
Well, okay, but how do you protect the broader community if you don't defend one person?
So
yeah,
they're literally
this
calling,
guy has
wait,
an issue,
wait.
Then the next person is going to
no,
be like, yo,
no.
Why the fuck didn't you help me?
Yeah, their organization is to prevent government overreach.
Hold on. Isn't USARC, I'm pretty sure they were talking about already pushing for like the stop. They would stop killing pets until whatever the fuck is over. You have to sue for that. They said they were pushing for that, so you are getting involved in this, but they're not going to help Coffee out. So Coffee is asking for $250,000, and part of the reason was emotional damage. Like, we owe you, motherfucker. We don't owe you that.
Emotional damage.
Owes that. Yeah, the state owes you that. But now people have to donate their money to help
hey,
these
he's
things.
Getting the money back on the retics.
That's literally what I think it is. I swear to God, because that's what business people are. I don't know the guy, but that's what it comes across as. So I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
My thing is, he didn't even bother to grandfather the snakes that he couldn't sell.
As far
or
as we know.
Or give them.
Yeah.
Give them away.
No, because he needed the money. He wanted the money, of course, because he spent money on them. He wants the money back.
He wanted an extension to keep selling.
Yeah. So
I think I need to know better not that somebody owes me an explanation, but the timeline of this, because that's the thing that I'm honestly just getting confused about.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult.
It is confusing. A lot of legal mumbo jumbo, a lot of legal evasion, a lot of legal not telling citizens shit. Yeah, I mean, government.
You know, something that I've learned about these podcasts, especially if you watch the podcast, is that eventually this arm is just going to be purple from how hard Chuck hits me. He fucking beats my ass, dude.
Whoa, it's your arm, dude. Stop. Stop.
You don't want to beat my ass?
All right,
we got anything else for this shit?
No.
No.
I'm kind of done talking
about
it. Yeah?
All right, well, leave the comments, do the thing, etc. This was the Reptiles With Podcast.